This is Chaplain John Bombaro with Marine Logistics Group Headquarters in Atlanta, wishing you and yours a blessed Advent and Merry Christmas. The advent of God's Messiah, Jesus, conceived of the Holy Spirit and born of the pure Virgin Mary, is the great climactic event of the Bible and all of human history. But Advent wasn't meant to be a singular moment in time, just Christmas morning. Instead, Advent continues as the total act of the Father's gift of the Son, from conception through the ascension, and now continually for us in the blessed sacrament of the altar.
Listening to the 12 Days of Christmas on KFUO. I'm Andy.
I'm Sarah, and this is a Christmas fireside chat with our seminary professors. And today we'll be chatting about Martin Luther and Christmas. And our guest for this is the Reverend Dr. Cameron McKenzie, Professor of Historical Theology at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Dr. McKenzie, welcome.
Well, hello, Sarah and Andy. Glad to be with you at this festival time of year. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. And speaking of Christmas, how did Martin Luther celebrate Christmas?
The answer to that is that I don't know very much about how he celebrated Christmas. I will say this, and it's an important point, that he preached on Christmas a lot. We have dozens of his sermons devoted to Christmas texts, and he could talk about Christmas anytime, you know, from Advent through Epiphany. So there's a lot of material if you want to know what Luther thought about Christmas, what he believed about Christmas, why it was worth celebrating. You can find out all that information. Now, it may be true that there are others who actually have studied more about Luther's daily life than I have, who could talk more about what was going on in the Luther household during this particular time of year. And I just don't know that. I do know that late Middle Ages, people did celebrate Christmas. And really, and you guys probably know this, that by doing the 12 days of Christmas, you're doing something very old-fashioned. More typically these days, we celebrate Christmas before Christmas, right? People put up their Christmas tree right after Thanksgiving, and they keep it up at Christmas Eve, Christmas, and maybe the day after Christmas, they're taking it down and getting ready for New Year's. Well, okay, Luther and his world did not do that. They celebrated Christmas on Christmas Eve, Christmas, and then for the 12 days following, culminating in Epiphany, which was a celebration of the wise men. What I can tell you about Luther and Christmas gifts is something that he talked about in one of his New Year's Day sermons. And this is how he begins it. And I don't know what people are going to make about this. Nonetheless, here we have it. He said, on this day, this is New Year's Day, it is customary to distribute New Year's gifts from the pulpit, as if one did not have enough useful and beneficial matters to preach about, and if it were necessary to hand out such useless tales instead of the Word of God, and to turn this serious office into a game and a joke. The gospel demands that our sermon be about the circumcision and the name Jesus, and we are going to observe this. So maybe he believed in Christmas gifts, but not from the pulpit. And the Christmas message was serious, and it was something that people should hear about, and he was going to preach about it. So Luther, and again, Luther celebrated Christmas, and maybe they did do gifts and stuff, but I don't know. But for Luther, Christmas was a serious enterprise because, first and foremost, it was God acting in time and space to begin the work of Jesus that would culminate in the salvation of human beings. Luther and all other believers would be saved through the work of Jesus that he begins on Christmas. So I thought in terms of this conversation today that we could talk just a little bit about what we know about Luther's attitude toward Christmas on the basis of sermons and then also on the basis of his hymns. Because Luther did write Christmas hymns, and somewhere I have a note on those hymns. It's in this other book, and if I look hard enough, I think I can find it. Oh yeah, it's right here on my lap. Sorry about that. It's kind of like the person who's looking for his glasses all over in there on top of his head, right? Well, anyway, this is from our Luther's works, and they indicate five hymns that we could call Christmas hymns that Luther wrote, and at least a couple of them have made it into the Lutheran service book, one of which I think probably everybody is familiar with, From Heaven Above to Earth I Come. But then another one, All Praise to Thee, O Jesus Christ. And then still another one that's that we put in our Advent selection, because of course it is a prayer, Savior of the Nations, come, obviously talking about Advent. But when you read the words of that hymn, you discover that it's all about the birth and the coming of Jesus at Christmas in particular. Let me take a look at that with you. I'm using the version that we have in Luther's works. So the translation might be not quite as familiar as people are, we used to. But here, listen to the way this starts, and you'll see that really is all about Christmas. Come the heathen nation's healing light, humbly known a maiden's child, fill with wonder all the earth, God should grant it such a birth. Not of flesh nor of man's blood was incarnate the Word of God, by the Holy Ghost alone blossomed forth the virgin's womb. Maiden she was found with child, chastity yet undefiled, many a virtue from her shone, God was there as on his throne. From the chamber of her womb, from the royal hall he came, very man and God of grace, forth he comes to run his race. That's really Christmas. And that is a hymn that, well, actually, your listeners will be interested in this too. This is a hymn that Luther translated. It was originally written by one of the great fathers of the church, St. Ambrose of Milan, who was actually instrumental in the conversion of St. Augustine to the Christian faith. Well, Luther took that hymn and translated it into German and published it subsequently, and it became one of the great hymns that we continue to sing in our churches today. So Luther wrote hymns. Maybe since we're talking about these, we might as well do From Heaven Above to Earth I Come also here. So let me take a look at this one with you. Now, this is kind of an interesting hymn in terms of when it was composed. Most of Luther's hymns were written around 1523, 1524, shortly after the Reformation really gets going, and they're doing things like changing the services. And one of the things that Luther and his colleagues believed is that the liturgy belonged to the people and not just to the clergy. So, you know, in the earlier days, it's all in Latin. And so you have a choir consisting of clergy and the priests up front doing all this stuff in a language that nobody can understand and that they can hardly see because it often was hidden by a rood screen. Well, Luther takes the liturgy and puts it into German so that the people themselves can use their language for the praise and worship of God. So you have most of his hymns being done then in that early period, but this one is composed in the mid, and this is after Luther has married and become a parent. And it's often thought that this particular hymn, From Heaven Above to Earth I Come, was written really initially for his own family. I mean, some scholars think that Luther used it kind of like a Christmas pageant with his family, because From Heaven Above to Earth I Come, that's the angel coming down to do the Christmas story. And so you've got the angel saying, you know, of good news, so much I bring of it, I must both speak and sing. And then he gives the news, to you a child is come this morn, a child of holy maiden born. It is the Lord Christ, our own God. He will use you of all your load. He himself, your Savior, will be. And then take heed then to the token sure, the crib, the swaddling clothes so poor. And then you've got in verse 6, it's like the shepherds respond. Shepherds say, well, hence, let us all be gladsome then, and with shepherd folk go in to see what God to us hath given with his dear honored son from heaven. And then you have, it kind of shifts to the congregation. Welcome thou art, thou noble guest, with sinners who just lie in rest, and comest into my misery, how thankful I must ever be. And then you get at the end, you get, well, really kind of the angel song. Glory to God in highest heaven, who his own son to us hath given. For this the angel troop sings in such a new year with gladsome din. So you get this, really the whole kind of Christmas story there in the hymn. which could easily be parceled out for parts, somebody doing the angel, and maybe Luther, he sang nicely, had a nice tenor voice, played the lute, so maybe he was doing that. And then you could have the children doing the shepherds and everybody doing the conclusion. In this regard, if scholars are right about this particular hymn, this is something that Lutherans have done for a long time, and that is use this hymn in Christmas programs, often children's Christmas programs. So if that's what Luther did initially, we are still doing it 500 years later. So that was one of the things I wanted to bring to your attention, and that is that Luther celebrates with Christmas hymns, and he also celebrates with preaching. And this is a little hard to illustrate, because I don't think anybody wants me to sit here and read a whole sermon. So I'm gonna do this by recommending a book. Now, some of you may already be familiar with this book, but it was published years ago by one of the great biographers of Luther, Roland Bainton. Roland Bainton, and he put out the Martin Luther Christmas book. And what he has done is arrange the Christmas story, starting with the Annunciation, by taking parts of Luther's writings, parts of Luther's sermons about the Annunciation. So you have a collection of quotations there. And then he moves to the Visitation, and then he moves to the birth, then he moves to the shepherds, and he makes a continuous narrative out of the words of Martin Luther from his sermons, and then illustrates those events from the artistic work of the 16th century, most notably Albrecht Dürer, but there are others whose artwork he used also in order to illustrate Martin Luther's Christmas book. So for folks who are interested in Luther's preaching on Christmas, this is a nice little work to get into that you could use devotionally, or if you were a pastor, you might even take a quotation or two out of this and include it in your own Christmas sermon. So that's what I wanted to share with you today. Again, I think we owe a lot to God for what he did accomplished for us through Martin Luther. And even so many years later, we are enjoying the fruits of Luther's work, and in this case, how he celebrated Christmas in preaching and in song.
This has been fantastic. I always love learning about Martin Luther, and especially about our hymnody of the seasons. The Reverend Dr. Cameron McKenzie, Professor of Historical Theology at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Thanks for the chat.
Well, you're very welcome. I always love to talk, so thanks for inviting me. And Merry Christmas again.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. You're listening to the 12 Days of Christmas. I'm Andy.
I'm Sarah. KFUO Radio proclaims salvation in Christ Jesus. Our salvation is free, thanks be to God, but broadcasting, not so much. KFUO Radio relies on listeners like you to keep God's word on the air and streaming to the ends of the earth. Help us to continue broadcasting the good news of Jesus Christ worldwide. Make your year-end gift to KFUO Radio at kfuo.org/give. Thank you for being our partners in the gospel.